Welcome everyone to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for the City of Bettendorf for first one in 2011, January 19, 2011. Roll call, please.
Bennett?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Capler? Ross?
Here.
Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
So we have 4 out of 7, so we have a quorum, so we can proceed. You all received minutes of our December 15th meeting. Do I have any additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of December 15th.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. As I said, this is the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for the City of Bettendorf, and we address those items that are properly before us, such as rezonings, preliminary plats, final plats, site developments, and other ordinances that the city wishes us to consider. We are interested in your input, and we ask that when the item that comes before us that you're interested in arrives, that you raise your hand to be acknowledged, and then I'll ask that you go to the podium in the back and address us with what information you have pertaining to the item before us. Review and approval of the 2010 Plan and Zone Commission annual report. We all got that electronically. I did, and I kind of went through it. Do you have any comments you want to make on it, Bill?
Lisa did an excellent job, as always.
As always, yes. Thank you, Lisa. I should probably ask if you would like to make some comments.
Not as busy a year as some of the previous years, but very productive year. And don't expect to get two meetings off every year, because we're going to have a busy agenda coming up from what I talking to developers and some early conversations we've had. So
good.
Look forward to a busy 2011.
Great.
Thanks. Good. Do we need to approve that? A motion to approve and file?
I so move.
Okay.
Second.
Hey, Greg, how are you? All those in favor of approving of the 2010 report and placing on a file, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. The next item is the election of officers. Do you want to proceed with that, or should we wait till we get some more at the next meeting?
Wait
till next meeting? Okay. Well.
Will you serve for one more month?
Yeah, I suppose.
<Will you>?
I guess, if that's what I got in favor. Let's have a motion that we defer that till the next meeting.
I so move. I second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Then the election is deferred. The next item on the agenda is a rezoning. It's case 11003. It's 2540 State Street. It's a request from, looks like from a C3 General Business District to a C4 Automotive Service District, and it's amended by Premier Picks Auto Sales. Greg, would you give us the staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, the location of this site is right, basically reached coming off of State Street or coming up Grant, getting to this site, and then using, as you can see, it was being used as a used car lot at the time we permitted used car lots in a C3 district. We've since terminated that use, pulled it out of the C3 district, so anything that's left in there would be a non-conforming use, and this lot has not been used as a used car lot for quite some time. The petitioner wants to take it from C3 to C4. The surrounding land use tends to vary in the area, but commercial throughout this area right here between 23rd and 26th Street, general industrial below, and then medium density residential to the north, and then there's some traditional residential land use. The zonings, again, tend to vary with the land uses. C3 throughout most of this area. You do have C4 here, and then you have the petitioner's lot right there, that parcel. And then you have I-2 to the south. You have an overlay district up here at the Masonic area, and then R4 zoning further to the north and west. This is essentially how the petitioner would like to lay out the area as proposed. Previously, there have been some variances granted to permit parking of vehicles within these setback areas, and those have been granted over a number of years. He would hard surface the lot and effectively take what now is a gravel lot for part of it, and then make sure it's hard surfaced, and also make sure there's proper circulation within the area. At some point, too, this building, this structure, I believe, would be replaced as well. Previously, what we had contemplated as a city for the site was this would be incorporated into our downtown landscape area, this particular triangle right here where Grant and State meet up. And we had intended that this would be used for maybe some other type of purpose other than a used car lot location. One time a bus transfer station was contemplated, that has since been dropped, and then there were some other uses maybe that potentially could have gone at that locale. But that's been staff's position and also the city position, I guess, as exhibited by city council support for the landscape, downtown landscape provisions. And this is basically is just a description of what was intended for the area. So given in light of that, staff sees a balance here, given that the petitioner is being moved as part of the I-74 project from his current location in the 1400 block of Grant Street. There's also our consideration in looking at what we would have liked to have seen in this area as part of a greenscape or a streetscape project. Therefore, we are not making a recommendation as to being for or against the rezoning, given our involvement with the streetscape project and then given also the pressing needs of the petitioner to find a location for his business, given that the I-74 project, the IDOT is in the process of purchasing the site that he currently operates from. So given that, I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
I have a comment. You know, we have, I'm on the streetscape committee, and we have worked really hard to look at this area and to make it a greener space and a more presentable space. And this is the, if you're coming from the east, this is the beginning of our streetscape. So we wanted to, you know, start with a greener look, and then as you drive towards the center of the city, have a more intensive kind of a streetscape look. So I would really hesitate to see this zoning change because of the future plans we'd like to have for streetscape. Unfortunately, streetscape cannot progress quickly. I mean, it would be nice to have it done in a quicker span of time, but due to the limits of money and just of what we're working with, it just takes a little more time. So I would really hate to see this and go to a C4 zoning because of our plans for this area.
Any other comments or questions? Immediately west of this property, it is C4.
That is the McDonald's, yes.
That's the McDonald's, and that has to be in C4 because of the drive-up?
No, not necessarily. I just think it, for some reason, was zoned C4.
Okay. We didn't rezone for them then. I can't remember, to be honest with you.
No. Okay. No, a McDonald's restaurant with a drive-up would not be required to be in a C4 zoning district.
Okay.
But we've discussed this piece of property a number of times before.
And yes.
It's, you know, I don't want to rehash everything, but it's such a focal point. This triangular piece is such a focal point when you come in to the city. I think it deserves some extra attention and maybe a slightly different treatment than the property right adjacent to it.
Any other comments from the commission? Anybody?
May I speak, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Bill.
Okay. It may look like the easy way out for staff not to make a recommendation, but I, too, was very closely associated with our downtown master plan and streetscape, and I didn't expect that our recommendation could be objective, and that's why we're letting you make the decision. I will say that staff does recognize the fact that Mr. Pick is being relocated from another place in Bettendorf through the I-74 bridge project, and when we did have some discussions with him, and I said, if you want to bring a presentation forward to the Planning and Zoning Commission, try to do something very nice and nice looking, and I think with what he had to work with, I think he did a nice job, and he was acceptable to trying to do what he could to maybe try to fit in. So just an explanation from staff standpoint.
That's fine, Bill. Anybody wish to address us? Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Jeffrey Pick, and I'm the owner of Premier Pick's Auto Sales at 1430 Grand Street, and also a Bettendorf resident for over 20 years. Unfortunately, I come before you tonight because my business is being forced to relocate because of the I-74 project. Over the past 6 years, we've developed a very good reputation in the city of Bettendorf, with over 60% of our business coming from Bettendorf and the surrounding cities. We have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and have worked very hard to maintain that reputation. We have found a new location at 2540 State Street and are asking the city to rezone it back to a C4. My understanding is the adjoining property, McDonald's, is still zoned C4. The property has been vacant for over 3 years and is presently an eyesore. It needs to be renovated and re-landscaped. The proposed business site is within 10 blocks of our current location, and it would be ideal because we want to maintain our business in Bettendorf. I understand that the city would have some questions as far as a used car business being on that point, but our plans are to landscape it. The type of vehicles we sell are not late model old vehicles. We sell Lexus, Mercedes, BMWs. It's a nice product. We've been here in Bettendorf. We've developed a nice reputation, and we'd like to stay in Bettendorf. And if you have any other questions, I'd be very happy to answer them for you.
Anybody want to have any specific questions? I'm sure we'd love to have them stay in Bettendorf.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I too would wish to address the commission if
okay,
it's
Steve,
appropriate.
Go right ahead.
Thank you so much. Steve Van Dyke, Director of Economic Development for the City of Bettendorf. Always good to be back before you. As you all are understanding, this really is a focal point for us. It is the entrance from the east to our downtown. Thus, its image is our image, and we all know how important that is. I have seven brief points that I would like to make. Number one, as I look at the site plan proposed, I see a hard surface parking lot, a redoing of the building exterior. Perhaps you can't pick that off of the proposal, but that's Mr. Pick's intention. He is suggesting that he would plant a significant number of trees along both State and Grant, as well as on the point. And he would create a visual break with the landscape wall that would be along both Grant and State. And as you look at the one of the points, at least within the streetscape plan, It will improve greatly the streetscape character and set the bar higher for all the businesses that will follow. Second point, he is willing to reduce some of the curb cuts. And for all the years that we've been doing these projects, that's been one of our main goals in the community and economic development staff. And he is willing to do that, and I think he's creating a nice traffic flow along State and Grant, as well as within the interior. Number three, council initiatives. Retaining existing businesses is an important issue. It's always a top priority, and certainly, as Mr. Pick is indicating, this isn't his idea. This is something that's occurring because of progress within our community. He'd like to stay. Four, he's no beginner to the business. He's been around. One of the points he did not mention is he's been in the business, I think, for well over 30 years, 6 years within the city of Bettendorf, but he's been within the automobile business probably for his entire career. And in addition to selling to, he mentioned 60% of his businesses within the city of Bettendorf, 40% is over the internet. So people are coming from all over the country to buy his product because it's of a quality nature. Next point I would make is, as we typically do when a business comes to us, we negotiated with Mr. Pick. Understanding what rules and guidelines you've set about in the streetscape plan with all and with all the other ordinances, we talked him into some things, and he was willing to do those, is willing to do those. We've even thought about using the facade program, or we have a new program that we're considering for some downtown businesses that are just like him being relocated because of the bridge. We have had some discussions at the city level in perhaps making him one of our initial parties to avail themselves to those funds. He'd like to stay, and at least in my opinion, we'd love to have him. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Is the building that's contemplated there, is that a new building, or is that a redo of that existing garage that's there?
Present time, we would be talking about redoing the building that is presently there, but in the future, planning on building a new building set further back.
Further back. Okay.
Bill, are there any other plans for the bus on parking?
We did at the city level take a look at this and, quite honestly, take a run at the current property owner and the. Cost of us moving, it was determined the cost of us moving the bus transfer point there was more money than we would be able to invest. It's a fairly pricey piece of ground to buy.
Because of the access on both sides, you know, there's a lot of access and
any other questions? Anybody else have anything? Anybody want to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 11-003, subject to any of the staff recommendations.
Okay, do I have a second for that?
Second.
Okay, discussion.
I'll make the comment that one of my major concerns here is what can happen in the future if this particular business doesn't stay in there. I've seen way too many used car lots around town that don't have BMWs, Volkswagens, Lexus sitting in there, but instead they have Yugos, which I don't think any are around anymore, but you get my point. So that is a concern of mine of what happens if we don't have higher quality cars sitting on that lot.
It's just such a visible area.
Sure, you have a comment on that? Go ahead.
I'd I don't know, this is my first committee or zoning meeting ever, so I don't.
Well, that's all right, go ahead. That's okay.
If I spoke out loud. I'm making a rather large investment in this piece of property, and I plan on putting over $1 million worth of inventory on this property, and it's going to be high-line vehicles. I've been in the automobile industry for 30 years, basically my entire adult life. I'm not planning on going anywhere. I wasn't planning on going anywhere when I opened this business in Bettendorf. But unfortunately, because of the I-74 project, I'm being forced to relocate. I want to stay in Bettendorf. There's not a lot of spots in Bettendorf for a used car lot. I'm not your typical used car lot. I cater to a higher clientele of people. I sell a higher clientele of car. And when I said I'm an A rating on, with the Better Business Bureau, that says a lot for a used car lot. I don't know if you know anything about that, but I don't think there's very many used car businesses in the Quad Cities that have an A rating. Most of your new car dealerships don't even have an A rating, but we have an A rating, and we really do want to stay in Bettendorf.
Okay. Any other comments? We have a motion on the floor to approve the rezoning from C3 to C5. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Same sign?
Aye.
Okay. So, maybe we better do a roll call vote because it's a split vote here. So why don't you go ahead and give us...
No.
Gallagher?
No.
Last?
No.
Stoltenberg?
Yes.
Okay, so the goes down. Case number 11001 is a preliminary plat, Steamboat Landing 3rd Edition, submitted by Greenbridge Company. And we probably ought to do the final plat at the same time, which is case number 11002, Steamboat Landing 3rd Edition, submitted by Greenbridge Company. You want to give us that staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this site is... basically, this portion right here of what is lot 2 of Steamboat Landing 2nd Edition, which is this subdivision here. This is the diagram showing the final plat as it is now, and this orange line indicates the area that is being subdivided into section that the developer has incorporated this grain operation on, and this parcel effectively is what you approved last year. This is the grain elevator, and then it's, of course, the grain elevators, I should say, are here, and then the means of conveying that grain out to the barge location goes from this locale to the barges. Simply, the owner of the entire lot of the second edition wants to separate off this parcel here. This is the preliminary plat right here showing the operation, the means of access coming in off of Depot Street, and then the streets within the berm down here, the flood protection dike that is down here, and then all of the utilities that currently exist on site, and then some of the easements, and then the easement for the recreational trail over here that goes here. Final plat looks like this for Steamboat Landing 3rd Edition. Staff, in looking at this, recommends approval with the comments that were listed in the reports. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions for Greg or staff?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 11-001, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. How about for the final plat?
Mr. Chairman, I move the case 11-002 be approved, but subject to the staff recommendations.
Okay.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That's approved. The next is deferred, it looks like. So then we get down to the ordinance. Case 11-006, an ordinance amending section 18.30.1 per NE of Appendix B to the Municipal Code, permitting obstructions in required yards.
John has many of these cases he handles on the Board of Adjustment, and this is something that he'll elaborate upon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ever so briefly, I think the report's very clear and brief as well. 3-foot high fences have become problematic for many of the homeowners in the community, and it is not an infrequent occurrence for the Board of Adjustment to have citizens come to us and request something higher than a 3-foot fence in a front yard. They see them as tripping hazards adjacent to public sidewalks. They really serve little purpose, currently even the standard for the minimum fence anymore, unless you're talking about fencing for around gardens and things like that. The zoning ordinance attached to that in section 1 of the zoning ordinance, only line 1 in section E has been changed, and the only change that was made in that is from 3 feet to 4 feet in the front yards. Staff recommends approval of this. If you do have any questions about this, I'd be more than happy to address you.
Are most of your variances to go to 4 feet then? Is that what happened?
Yes, yes. 6-foot requests in front yards are routinely denied unless there's considerable reason for having them.
I just have a question. What is a required yard? Permitted obstructions in and required yards. What is
required yards would be the setback stated per zoning district. So for the R2 district, the required yard is 25 foot in front, 25 foot in the rear, 5 and 10.
Okay.
Yeah, if your house happens to be set back 200 foot, you're well in excess of the required yard.
Mm-hmm. The required yard, okay. Thank you.
Many times people will say that we don't allow decks in front yards. That's not true. We don't allow decks in required front yards. If your house is farther back than the required, then you can. So it does come into play from time to time.
Okay, so what's your pleasure? We're going to move from 3 foot to 4 foot in the front yard.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the ordinance amendment, case number 11-006.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed, same sign. I guess that's approved then. Bill, any commission updates?
Last night's council meeting, there were 40 agenda items. With the exception of probably number 40, which was to adjourn, most of those were relative to the cases that you looked at the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, that being the northwest corner of 53rd and Middle Road, all the land use and rezoning recommendations you made, that being the minimum lot width for the RC3 zoning districts, and that being the northeast corner of 53rd and Devil's Glen with the rezoning to R3. The City Council followed your recommendation on every one, recommended, actually held the public hearings and approved the first readings. So it was a rather lengthy meeting procedural, but I think the Mayor and Council did a very fine job with it. If I could just give you a little update on where development had been in the last calendar year. Calendar year 2009, we had 77 house starts. As you all know, that was well below what we would consider our average. Mm-hmm. I would say our average is somewhere between 125 and 135 a year. We did rebound this year and had 119 house starts. And with the cases that you all looked at the last meeting, I think we're going to see that continuing trend next year, because they're going to be creating a lot more building lots. We had created $58 million in valuations, permit valuations. $28 million of that was residential, $16 million was commercial, and $175,000 was industrial, with about $14 million in additions and alterations. So what might have looked like a slow year in activity with the Planning and Zoning Commission has translated into a great year for the city of Ventura. I thank you for that.
Good. Anything else from the good of the order? Stand adjourned then. Thank you all for coming.